With Hashem's loving grace, this is Lazer Brody from the Chut Shel Chesed Yeshiva in the Holy City of Yerushalayim with another one of our many lessons on this week's Torah portion. This week's Torah portion is Parshas Pinchas, and we have two very important words in this week's Torah portion that everyone must remember, because the key to serving Hashem is the key to success. The daughters of Tzlafchad all approach Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, Moshe Rabbeinu, our father, he wasn't part of the spies, he wasn't part of Korach, he didn't revolt against you. Our father died his own sin. The Bible commentators argue about what Tzlafchad's sin was. Some say that he was part of the group that forcefully fought Amalek after the spies didn't want to land in land of Israel. Moses said, don't go to war, because you're not going to have Siyata Dishmaya. Another group of Meforshim say that Tzlafchad was the guy who chopped down wood on Shabbos, and he did that not to go against Hashem's will, but to show, he sacrificed himself to show the Jewish people that fooling around with the laws of Shabbos is no joke, it's a death penalty. And he sacrificed himself thinking that by getting himself killed on Shabbos, this will be a lesson for the Jewish people, and they'll all keep Shabbos, and you keep two Shabbos in a row, and where you get right away, you get the Gula Mashiach. Okay, this backfired, it didn't work. They kept one Shabbos, the second Shabbos they didn't keep. We're still waiting for the two Shabbos in a row that Jewish people should keep. Halavai Amen. At any rate, Tzlafchad's five daughters, they don't have a father, they don't have a brother. Now Moses, according to divine lots, divine lottery, is now parceling out the land of Israel to the tribes. Within each tribe gets a tribal allotment, and with each tribe, every family gets an allotment, and with every family, every son gets an allotment. Every son gets an allotment. The sons that were in the generation that came out of Egypt. They said, our father didn't have any sons, so what's going to happen with our father's allotment? We're going to have to go. We have to understand, Tzlafchad's daughters weren't looking for real estate. They weren't looking for money. They weren't looking to get rich. They were looking to perform a mitzvah. They wanted to take their part in the mitzvah of settling the land of Israel. Tremendous mitzvah. And they said to Moses, you ask Hashem, Lama Yigola? Why should we not have the privilege of doing a mitzvah? This is the second time in the Torah when someone asks, Lama Yigola? Why don't we have? If we look at Parshas Baalotcha, and Parshas Baalotcha tells us about the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. And in Pesach Sheni, there comes, what's that, Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is when a person was ritually impure on Pesach and couldn't participate in the sacrificial Paschal Lamb on Pesach. Hashem gives a second chance a month later on the 14th of Iyar, and that's called Pesach Sheni, that all those who couldn't participate in the mitzvah on Pesach, they get a second chance, and they can make a sacrificial Paschal lamb. It's called Pesach Sheni, on second Passover. It's the second Passover. When were you given that halacha? Because the pallbearers that took out they were ritually impure because they were exposed. They were pallbearers. They were exposed to dead bodies. And they couldn't participate in Paschal Lamb because they didn't have a time. They didn't have time to become ritually pure. They didn't have 7 days, the prescribed 7 days. We have to do the red heifer water, the water. Okay. And they came to Moses. They said, "Listen, we did a mitzvah. We did a mitzvah. We were the pallbearers that took the grave of Yosef. We carried grave Yosef's casket." So because we carry Yosef's casket, we're punished? We can't do a mitzvah? Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's a tough question. I'm going to ask Hashem. So ask Hashem. And Hashem said, by virtue of those guys that asked, let me go, why should we be underprivileged? Hashem says, give them a mitzvah. The same exact scenario happened with the five daughters of Tzlachon. They said, why should we lose the privilege of performing a mitzvah? So in their behalf, Hashem gives the mitzvah of what's called the order of inheritance. That if a father doesn't have a son, then it's a daughter. And if he doesn't have a children, it's a brother. And it goes one bum, ooh, but the, you know, the land, it doesn't go, it doesn't go without an owner. It stays within the tribe. So we learn the entire order of inheritance by virtue of the daughters of Tzlachon that didn't come to Moses with chutzpah, with insolence, they came with utter respect, but what Rabbi Nachman calls azut the kedusha, with the boldness of holiness. It takes azut the kedusha, it takes boldness of holiness to do a mitzvah, to take a mitzvah, and this they demanded. We deserve a mitzvah. And Hashem said, what did Hashem say to Moses? Cain! B'not Tzlacha Dovrot. Hashem justified your question. He said, they speak properly, Moses. Yes, and you tell them this. A mitzvah in the Torah, an important mitzvah in the Torah, which is the order of inheritance that comes by virtue of these young ladies, these wonderful young ladies. Now what do we learn? Two things, Lami Yikola. Don't think that because we are privileged or underprivileged, or maybe less advantaged than someone else, so we can't do a mitzvah. I've heard countless times, from young Baal Tshuvas, say, Rabbi, my father wasn't religious at all. I know in Koilo, this guy, his father's a Rosh Hashiva, another guy's father's a Rebbe. How am I supposed to learn Gemara? You go and you say to Hashem, Baba Yikola! Hashem, you gave me the father that's an insurance salesman in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, you know my father's not a Rosh Hashiva, my father's not a Rebbe, my father doesn't keep Shabbos. Okay, Hashem, why should I not learn Torah? I commanded to learn Torah. You commanded me to learn Torah, Hashem? Then give me the wherewithal to do that mitzvah. You can say Mami Yikola all the time. There's how many mitzvahs in the Torah are connected with children? He got the Levimcha, and you should tell your children, but she not the Levimcha, and you should teach your children. The guy comes to me and says, Rabbi, I'm married 8 years, I don't have kids yet. Did you ask Hashem? He says, yeah, what do you mean ask Hashem? I cry to Hashem all the time. I said, tell me, yeah, you cry to Hashem. Everybody they got kids, and then this and that. Every month it goes by, and I have kids, it's terrible. I said, that's not the way you ask Hashem. First of all, you put a smile on your face. And you say, Hashem, if you didn't give me kids until now, that's the greatest thing in the world. But as far as the future, Lama Yikola! Hashem, you've got all these mitzvahs in the Torah that are connected to children. It's written every single parsha in my tefillin, the law, the mitzvah of educating kids. Vigata Levincha, Vayaki Shalva Vincha, Vishinanta Levincha, Vilimata Losam Vilechem, every single parsha in Torah, and then it's tefillin. And Hashem, what am I saying this for nothing? Why did I get married? What did I do wife for? You know, I can just learn and not have a wife on my head. And you said, verse 5 of the Torah, Hashem, be fruitful and multiply. And the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the Navi, that he said, you didn't build the world for naught out of a void. Hashem, these are your mitzvahs. So why should I have the privilege? Not for me, Hashem, for you. And you do. So this is my service to you. What am I doing here in the world? To play golf? To eat chocolate milkshake? To drink chocolate milkshake? What am I doing here in the world? I'm here to serve you. Without you, Hashem, there's no reason to be here. Lama Yikola. Learn these two words in Hebrew. Lama Yikola. Why should I not have the privilege of doing this mitzvah? If you haven't found your soulmate, it's a mitzvah to get married. Hashem, Lama Yikola. If I haven't got that, there's two mindsets. Before something, for the past, use the garden of gratitude. Thank you, Hashem. If Hashem didn't do it up to now, it's all for the best. You have friends that got married, they're already divorced. Okay, so if Hashem didn't want you to marry, that's good too. And if Hashem didn't want you to have kids, that's good too. And if Hashem didn't want partners, that's good too. Everything is good. But Hashem, love you, Yikola. Hashem is a mitzvah tzedakah. I want to do the mitzvah tzedakah. Not to take Bermuda vacations or on a private plane. Hashem, I would love to give mitzvah tzedakah. I would give matzah tzedakah. Love you go, Hashem. Why should I not have the privilege of doing that? Okay, Hashem, this is the way, Hashem. I want to do it for you, not for me. I'm here to serve you, Hashem. Wow, you know what that means? The minute something is for Hashem, it's got to be successful. Something for me, who am I? Maybe succeed, maybe not succeed. But for Hashem, it's got to succeed. That's the secret of Lami Yigoha. Lami Yigoha, that's the way to talk to Hashem. Hashem, why should I not have the privilege that you bring your Torah? This we learn from Slofa's daughters. This we learn from the people of Pesach Sheni and Balotcha. And when we go to Hashem with this holy brazenness, like Rabbi Nachman says, the Azut Kedusha, it opens up all the unlocks all the heavenly doors that were previously locked to us. By virtue of that, we should really be happy because Hashem's mitzvahs, they put smiles on our face. And by virtue of the happiness, Hashem surely sent us Mashiach Tzidkenu and Galilean exiles and based on Mikdash Sfina of days. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbat, and we shall only hear good things from one another. Amen.
Hey.
Be right back.